Tonight on SmackDown Live AfterBuzz TV After Show, the fallout from Money in a Bank, tag team title rematch, and dear God, it's Rusev Day. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Forget it, Brute. You know I'm Machka. I train the fighter. I'm the venom in his little teeth, you know I'm the jungle. I mean the lion.
I don't know where this came from.
Jungle.
But it's the greatest ever.
It's the Rusev Day.
Rusev Day.
I love that.
It's amazing. This has to be his new theme in a way.
Yeah.
We are live on AfterBuzzTV.com, the AfterBuzz TV YouTube page, iTunes, SoundCloud. Like and subscribing. Telling your friends and your enemies about AfterBuzz TV and the world of WWE SmackDown as we break it down for you live right here. I am Christian Rosenberg. The whole crew is here. We are celebrating a Rusev Day, a heartbreaking, well, I want to say the heartbreak Rusev Day, heartbreak Machka. We got Gabby Loren here.
Hey guys, how's it going?
I'm not quite sure how you're taking this theme that we have going on.
I'm loving this theme. It kind of reminds me of that song back in the day that was like, I'm too sexy for my shirt. That's what this sounds like.
That's honestly what I feel like Shawn Michaels and Jimmy Hart, when they made the song, they kind of tried to take it off that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, supporting the Yes Movement over there, it is Mr. Tom Connolly.
Of course, there's only one movement to support. It's the Yes Movement.
There you go.
This song's so good. I think it needs to be my new ringtone.
Is this the new ringtone?
I think so.
It could definitely be that. Oh, that is a beautiful thing. Steve in the booth, thank you for finding that. That is wonderful. Hey, guys, it's been a pretty busy 48 hours.
Yes, it has, really. Indeed.
No?
It's been kind of, you know.
I mean, we only had a 4.5-hour pay-per-view. We had a kick-ass takeover on Saturday also.
Takeover, too. 3 hours.
Raw, extremely surprising. And then SmackDown, where we have debuts, we have title matches, we have surprise attacks, and we have a new number one contender that a lot of people thought about 3 months ago would no longer be in the company.
Yeah, because he wasn't going to have a match with The Undertaker. Even though he did have a match.
He still had the match with The Undertaker. Man, this SmackDown was packed tonight.
Yes. Lots of wrestling, though, which is good.
Yes. I loved tonight they divided it up. So the show started with the women. We had back-to-back women segments. Then we had back-to-back segments in the tag team division. And then we had this massive gauntlet match, which we're going to get into. Mm. So
that
it really focused on every division. And not just like, one little tidbit here. Like, very long periods of time for each one.
And right. The U.S. title stuff.
And we still spring the U.S. title in, started getting that developed as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, different structure tonight, but well planned out.
Yes. So it kind of starts, and we already kind of just mentioned it, Paige talking about rivalries exploding this past Sunday at Money in the Bank. And tonight on SmackDown, we're going to have the first ever 5-man gauntlet match to determine AJ Styles' next opponent at Extreme Rules in 4 weeks. And the 5 men are Big E, Rusev, Miz, Samoa Joe, and Daniel Bryan. And I look at that 5, and I'm like, I am happy no matter who wins this match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm also glad that they picked Big E from the New Day to switch it up a little bit, since we just saw Kofi compete in Money in the Bank. So it was, you know, a nice change to include somebody else from the New Day.
Well, I also like that we didn't have them say New Day, one member of New Day. It was essentially Paige being like, it's Big E of the New Day in this case. So, like, okay, no, it's going to be this person. No more funny business.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, do we think now Xavier gets some kind of...
Next week, Xavier will have a big match.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, keep rotating it. I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love it. And then the show officially kicks off as far as in the ring with the successful SmackDown Women's Champion, Carmella. And right off the get-go... We got Christian's Closet.
Thank you, because me and Tom were huddling about this. And we said if you didn't bring it up, there was going to be raging.
This was pretty much the only real Christian's Closet moment of tonight that, like, really stood out. Mm. And it stood out.
Oh, yes.
Carmella skips her way to the ring in a very shiny silver, like, leather pants with a very, very, very thin tube top.
I love how you know that word.
That I know the word tube top?
Yeah. Like,
why would I not know?
I would never expect you to know what a tube top is.
I'm not quite sure how to take that.
I mean, are you a fashion expert? I guess
I have a weekly segment. Yeah. Of course I know what a tube top is. Segment
based on
what do you think he wears all week after this? Tube top.
That's right. During the show, I wear my t-shirts. You can get a personteach.com/Christian Rosenberg. Outside of here, it's getting a little warmer. You know, I'm giving a horrible mental image to our listeners right now.
Maybe you should come out with a tube top, you know, with your own brand. I'm surprised.
I almost feel like a Christian Rosenberg tube top? Yeah, she should, right?
Volunteer one.
But the interesting thing on it, as shiny silver and like it look leathery, it's all covered in $100 bills.
Yep.
She's money.
Because Mella is money. It fit her. I'm talking about the gimmick wise, not the physical outfit. It fit her perfectly. Okay, that's great. So you cut the music. So.
Oh, we have another one.
Do we?
Yeah.
I feel like lately I feel like I've had my segment and you guys have just been wanting to push more and more of it.
We've been taking over Christian's closet.
Apparently.
We'll get to it.
So when Carmella comes out and she you know, starts getting, you know, a little emotional, a little serious. You know, when I was younger, this might sound surprising, but I dealt with some self-confidence issues.
We've heard this already.
Yes.
On Raw.
Yeah, with Alexa Bliss.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes. I was like, is this the same exact script that she read a few weeks ago?
Last night.
Almost.
Yeah, last night.
Almost. Before at Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, she, yeah. Oh, I remember that. I became the author of my life. What I'm trying to say is I want every young girl and boy out there to feel that if they're just not good enough, take a look in the mirror and repeat these words. Mella is money. And everyone out there, you can work twice as hard and you'll still be half as good. And out comes, I swore it was Asuka. They had all the mannerisms, all the great movements. The hand motions were identical. I'm like, does Asuka have a pale sister?
Mm-hmm.
No,
that's why she was so freaked out on Sunday.
Yeah. No, it is the SmackDown return of the greatest superstar in the history of all professional wrestling. James Ellsworth is back. It wasn't just a one-off. I'm excited for that. James Ellsworth back on SmackDown. So no one was ready for Ellsworth. I'm back to serve the greatest woman in history. She's better than Charlotte. She's better than Lita. She's better than Trish. She's better than Mother Teresa. She's better than Beyonce. She's better than Ronda Rousey. And she's certainly better than Asuka. Asuka then runs out, just pissed, comes into the ring, kicks Ellsworth in the gut, and then she turns into a super kick by Carmella, and Carmella escapes. So obviously this feud is continuing, which we kind of thought it would after Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
But now it's very intriguing because it's like, oh, Carmella actually got the upper hand, and now Ellsworth is back.
Yeah, so the interesting thing is the commentators were saying how Ellsworth is back. So how long is he back for? What do you guys think?
I don't know.
I think a couple months, maybe.
At least a couple months. At least
I think until she loses the belt, then she'll blame it on him.
That's what I was going to say. He's gone.
That could very well be it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Or he turns on her.
One WWE star goes out, and one comes right back in.
What do you mean?
Both linked to this women's champion as well.
Yeah, both linked to the same person. That's a good point.
Oh, wow.
In different ways.
It's the Carmella factor.
Yeah.
We're going to get to that a little later.
We will. I mean,
don't worry, chat roll and everything. We're going to be getting into that.
I mean, the only thing that I have critique of this is that we've seen Alexa Bliss do this, like we kind of said. Like, we don't need the same heel champion on both shows. Carmella is way different than Alexa Bliss. So she shouldn't come out and be like, oh, I, you know, work so hard. And then doing that turn. I knew from the second she started talking that this is where it's going to go. And I don't know. I guess I don't like. I wish
you
it would have been.
You think she was serious from the heart?
No.
Well, here's what I would like to see. Carmella's supposed to be this rough, tough girl from Staten Island, New York. Why don't they make her a little bit more ghetto?
They tried that in NXT. And then brought to the main roster and didn't work. So they made her still have, like, the vibes, but then cut the accent.
Yeah.
And
what about it don't you think worked?
Oh, quite a bit. No one bought it at all.
But what do they have to buy if that's really where she is from?
Who says she's really from there?
She is really from Staten Island.
Is she really from Staten Island?
Yeah.
Okay, well, she... Well,
I mean, the accent would come and go.
So. Yeah.
She was like Lana. Yeah.
I mean, it still comes in on certain words, but I would like to see more of that, like, Jersey Shore vibe, it, personally, because I agree with you, Tom. Right now, she looks like an Alexa Bliss. Mm. She talks like an Alexa Bliss. Some of her lines and the way she delivers them are just like Alexa Bliss.
I mean, no, I completely agree that this promo was very Alexa Bliss-like. Mm. But I think that's the only thing. I don't think the rest of them are the same at all. I think they wrestle differently. They act very differently on their way to the ring. The way they deliver their promos and their mannerisms when they're doing commentary, that is all completely different between the two.
Mm. Normally, but I think that with what we saw tonight, it's kind of moving more towards the Bliss way of delivering something that seems sweet and honest, and then there's a twist, like, ha-ha, gotcha.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I just think it's on the ratings team of being like, we just had this promo on Raw. I get it's two different rating teams, but you think you'd watch the show from the night before and be like, why did we just do the same thing again with the same, you know, with our champion as they just did their champion.
Yeah. So. And right now, a number of people in the chat are actually saying that
she's from Boston. Right.
I know she used to be a Laker girl as well. Yeah. She was a cheerleader for the Lakers once upon a time.
Yes. I'm just happy the Big Hog's back. So
my favorite, the greatest wrestler in the history of professional wrestling is back. And so it's interesting, like, we'll see how they, you know, continue to produce this segment. But speaking of different segments and things that are produced, Gabby, I feel like there's a message that we need to convey to our AfterBuzz universe.
Yeah, and especially you guys that are live right now in the chat role, I feel like you can all benefit from this. So here at the network, we produce after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and so much more. This is no network that works harder than us, and we're always serving the fans. You know, but now we need your help. We're asking that you guys please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. And besides helping us a ton, here's what's in it for you. It caters specific content you already like directly to you. It brings you your favorite after shows, so you don't have to seek them out and go looking for them. And it suggests content from other channels or podcasts that might interest you as well. So it's a win-win situation there. And subscribing to our YouTube channels will also help you discover new shows we're sure you guys are gonna love. Since you're already tuned in to SmackDown Live and the sports and wrestling channel here at AfterBuzz, you might be interested in some of our other shows like Raw, NXT. We also do all the pay-per-views, Total Bellas. There's a lot going on. And remember, we have channels for other genres too. So please don't be shy about subscribing to them either. We love everybody here. It's easy. Hit that subscribe button now for an even easier AfterBuzz experience. And if you let us know what you did in the comments, we'll shout you out on air. Who doesn't love a good shout out, right? Especially from one of the boys or Gabby Loren herself. And thanks for being the best fans. We promise to continue to do our best to serve you guys week after week on Tuesday nights right after SmackDown Live.
You're so modest. You're talking to third person and everything.
I tried.
Christian Rosenberg loves that.
Yeah, Tom Connelly loves to give shout-outs.
And Gabby loves when you talk like that as well, Christian.
That's right. First match of the night, continuing in the women's division, Becky Lynch versus Billie Kay. Billie Kay and Peyton. Some people might not enjoy their promos. I love them.
They're good.
I think they're the perfect amount of annoyance. Mm-hmm. Where are we? Toledo? Toledo. Oh, Toledo. Well, what does one do in Toledo? They got a nice zoo. Oh, that explains all these animals. Pointed to the crowd. Not many laughs. Not many boos. Not needed. Love it. And speaking of smell, let's talk about Becky Lynch. And they imitate Becky's promo from last week, call her a loser. Work out great. Becky comes out. Laughs it off. It's like, that was funny. That was a good impression. And she pretty much beats the crap out of Billie Kay. I mean, they gave the match about 10 minutes, but it was like 95% Becky Lynch in this one. She wins with a disarmer, gets the win over Billie Kay. Probably next week, then she'll face Peyton Royce. But they're building a story of Becky just seems to not, like, just come within fingertips of getting that title back and keeps fading away. Now that Ellsworth is back, they can bring back the whole story of how he cost her the first Money in the Bank, which then cost her to get the title back a year ago, and she's been scratching and clawing ever since then. So once this whole thing with Carmella and Asuka ends, then I think it's going to be really fun with Becky.
You know what I loved about this match? What makes a really good wrestler is not just the skill set in the ring, but it's also how they can bring other wrestlers up and on their same level, you know, and really show how talented these other people are. And with Peyton and Billy, I feel like when they're in the ring doing their whole shtick and making fun of people, they're really able to bring the best out of the other wrestler. And tonight, I think I saw that with Becky. It was really fun to just see her, like, come into her own and then also interact with Billy and kind of do that mockery in the very beginning right before they went against each other. I think it really adds another level of entertainment to each ring fight.
Right.
And I really liked what I saw tonight with Becky. I think she did a great job, and it was nice to see her win, get that disarmer on her.
Yeah, I can't tell where they're going with Becky, though.
Like, they're moving her to the title picture. They got to fit. Asuka's going to get a rematch. But
You think SummerSlam will be Becky and Carmella, maybe?
It's possible.
Yeah. Ellsworth, special guest referee.
He'll be around. I don't know if he'll be the ref. Ellsworth on a pole match. Make it happen. Jeff Hardy. We're seeing the back of his head. And he has a memory that won't move on. Based on what happened last week with Nakamura, his knee collided my face, sending a shockwave through my epidermis, rattling my skeletal system. But instead of unsettling me, it has made me sharper focused. And he turns around with his classic bizarre face paint. And says, Shinsuke, I see you. And has the weirdest contacts known to mankind.
How does he even see through those?
I don't know. Those are so... Oh, I wear contacts and I'm like... Even putting contacts in my eyes, I'm like, oh, I could never put full contacts
in. But in this situation where I have to give credit where credit is due, last week, Miss Gabby Loren, she's waiting for it. Oh, she's waiting for it. She brought up last week how, okay, here comes the feud with Jeff Hardy and Nakamura. And I said, no, this is just a one-off to build for Nakamura and AJ Last Man Standing. Because I was so confident that Nakamura was going to win that match. Me too. He did not win that match.
Me too. I was really shocked.
I loved the match. I just could not believe the ending. Mm. And now he's feuding for the United States title with Jeff Hardy. Gabby, you're right. Okay, that's great.
Well, let's just focus on this for a second.
Oh, okay.
Clearly, I am amazing, phenomenal at these storyline predictions. Right?
Did you pick AJ to win or no?
Actually, I thought maybe Shinsuke would, but he didn't.
I was really shocked. I mean, I feel like out of all the matches, I was really shocked by that. I did not expect. I really thought, okay, we're fine. We're going to give it to Nakamura and see what happens with it. But
I mean, even though AJ won, I'm not totally disappointed because I think they both delivered an incredible match.
Yeah.
And I think I was fine with the turnout. Yeah. I think it was great in the story and the way it was presented.
I mean, AJ is, he is incredible. Mm-hmm. Like, that match was so good.
Now the face of 2K19.
Yeah, exactly. That too. You know, you can beat him to win $1 million. But it was just so, it was awesome. It was a great way to end that feud. And, I mean, he is such a strong champion.
Yeah.
Compared to, you know, that guy on Raw.
They have a champion?
Sometimes he's there, you know.
I didn't know that.
Once every, like, you know, 9 months.
Oh, you're talking about Dolph Ziggler? No.
Oh, no.
No, he's a fighting champion now.
Oh, that's right.
He's defending his belt next week.
Dan O'Brien backstage. We find out he's going to be the first one entering the gauntlet match. He said, I'm not going to survive. I'm going to win. And I'm going to have to beat three of the best on the roster all in a row. Have to beat Samoa Joe. Have to beat Big E. Have to beat Rusev. Renee goes, well, Dan, there's four people. There's The Miz. No, I said three of the best superstars.
Ooh, burn. Sick burn. Yes.
That was so good. Timed so well. And then he's like, let's switch this. Let me interview you, Renee. Do you think I'm ready for this match? Oh, well, I'm sure you're sufficiently prepared. And Daniel's like, shut up, Renee, and do the line. He didn't say it like that, but yeah, he pretty much did. Mm. And then she said yes.
This was one of my favorite promos of the night. One of two. That was amazing.
Yeah.
Usos versus the debuting Sanity. Now, you know this is a crazy night when Sanity is like the fifth biggest thing that happened.
Yeah.
So, Usos come out, start kind of like a little promo welcoming Sanity to SmackDown. Pretty much, what does it take to make a name in the game? Chaos is about to meet Uso crazy. Then all three members of Sanity come out and they just charge and they brawl. And they eventually just lay out the Usos. Match never started. Mm. I love that they're actually starting with the Usos.
Mm-hmm.
Because do you realize what this means? This means Naomi's going to get involved. Which then means Nikki Cross is going to get involved.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. You just blew my mind right there.
I thought you were going to say Roman Reigns would get involved. But it's...
No, we want this to be... No, I'm not going to say that. Not going to say that.
This would be an incredible storyline if really that's how they bring Nikki back into the picture.
Yeah, because she still has the alliance with them. I mean, they were pushing it. She had her feud with Shayna Baszler at TakeOver.
I don't know if it's over, but...
I honestly think it is. Mm. I mean, maybe they'll have one more match on, not like on a regular, not a takeover, just a regular episode.
Mm.
But I feel like, okay, there could be just some excessive beatdown that happens. Naomi comes out, does something, and then eventually that brings Nikki Cross out. Mm. And now we have all four of them together again. Because if you set them with any other team right now, that would not make sense to bring Nikki out. So by pairing them with the Usos, I'm almost certain that Nikki is coming with them.
Yeah.
Just maybe have to wait a few more weeks.
Mm-hmm. I really thought it was going to be the New Day. I was like, all right, 3-on-3.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And that would be great when they do it. Yes. They will do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think they could do the Usos for Extreme Rules, maybe bring Nikki up, and then have like a 3-on-3, you know, six-man tag.
Yeah.
And then maybe New Day after that.
Yeah.
Do you think that they'll put Sanity up against Bludgeon Brothers anytime soon?
Well, Sanity came out as heels.
Yeah.
So I don't see them facing the Bludgeon Brothers anytime soon.
We have other ideas for them. I'll get to that later.
Yes. I don't think they could fail yet, as they've just been brought up. So obviously the Bludgeon Brothers are strong, and they're winning most, if not all, their matches.
Yeah.
So it would not make sense to necessarily put Sanity up against them unless they wanted to create them to be a losing team.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Nakamura backstage.
Yes.
Renee.
Second favorite promo.
Mm. Oh, this was my top favorite promo. She asked him, like, how do you feel after your loss? What is a loss? Wait, how did I lose? I'm standing right in front of you, and the ref did not count in Japanese. It was very unfair.
I don't know who's running God these promos.
Damn it, Nakamura.
So wonderful. Good.
So good. Oh. And then she goes, like, what about Jeff Hardy? Who? Jeff Hardy. No need to yell. Just like, that's so great. And it pretty much says, like, Jeff Hardy, stay out of my way. And that was the end of it. But, oh, my God. Where has this Nakamura been the last 2 years?
Seriously. Yeah.
It's so much fun.
Yeah. I mean, and if you think of, like, say he does beat Jeff Hardy, like, SmackDown will have AJ as their top champion. Nakamura as their second champion. And then, I mean...
Right now, Bludgeon Brothers is tag champions. And depending on what happens with storyline, Asuka could be the next women's champion.
Like, wow. That's crazy to think about that.
Yeah.
SmackDown's so strong.
It's so good. It's so good. And we're not just saying that because we do this show. We legitimately think SmackDown is really good right now. Tag team title match rematch from Money in the Bank. The Bludgeon Brothers defending against Gallows and Anderson. I honestly thought tonight's match was better than their match at the kickoff on the pay-per-view.
Way better. I mean, I don't really even remember the match from the kickoff, so this was way better.
First off, we had Eric Rowan superplexing Luke Gallows. That alone is just crazy. Because one 300-pound man suplexing another 300-pound man from the top rope.
And the ring didn't break, so that's good.
Yeah, there was no ring collapsing.
These guys are all monsters.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Really fun back and forth. Carl Anderson looked great with the hot tag. You know, Mr. Abs, Carl Abderson.
Yeah.
And eventually, Bludgeon Brothers make the counter, hit their bludgeon bomb, and retain. And then as they start heading up the ramp, Dan O'Brien's music hits to get ready for the gauntlet.
Mm-hmm.
And then he starts going down the ring. He's yesing, and then he stops right in between the two of them. And he just kind of stares at both of them for a minute. And then keeps going to the ring. We weren't quite sure what that meant at the time.
Mm-hmm.
We get into it a little bit in a moment. Because then we officially get ready to start the gauntlet. And we have over 45 minutes left in this show.
Yeah.
And now we're already in the main event. Which means lots of wrestling. Which is great.
But hey, can we talk about this tag match first? Before we get in the gauntlet?
Fine. Go and say something about tag match, Tom.
I mean, Anderson and Gallows looked so good tonight.
They really did.
They shined in this match, and I really thought they were going to win. I was like, okay, we get a rematch from Sunday. You know, I thought they were really on a roll, and I thought they were going to win. But, I mean, I don't know where those two guys go from here, though. Like, now they've come onto the show. Now they've gotten their shot. Now where do you take these guys?
Well, it's really interesting because, and again, how we said, like, it was divided up by segments. So mm-hmm. now we had a tag team area where we had Usos. We had Sanity.
Mm-hmm.
We have Bludgeon Brothers. We have Gallows Anderson. They showed the little, like, photos of that family who won the Universal Studios trip with Sheamus and Cesaro.
Yeah.
But we've forgotten about because they're not even on TV. And then Dan O'Brien's first opponent in the gauntlet is New Day member Big E. So you have all the teams
Did
already
surrounded.
Did you
mention surround.
The bar? Yeah.
They, right, with the photos of Universal Studios.
Right.
So there's all so six crazy. Of those teams are so good.
Yeah.
There's so many.
But that's a good thing. You want a deep division.
Yeah.
So you don't have just the same matches over and over.
But I think that, I mean, I love that SmackDown's 2 hours, but I think the time constraint hurts it sometimes.
We need to go like the 2 hours, 15 minutes.
Yes.
You need to just have that over, overtime.
I'm USA, okay with 2 hours.
Could
just create another show and put it also on USA.
No, that's too much.
They're already
that's another
they're
doing
it. Well, we'll see
it's the same amount of
time. Well, we'll see what happens with Fox in a year and a half.
True.
But by the way, we want to see what you guys think of our shows, and we can do that by you guys going on to iTunes and YouTube, making sure that you leave comments for us, tell us what you like, tell us what you don't like, make sure you like, subscribe, you give 5 stars, and you keep telling people about the wonderful world of AfterBuzz TV with all of our shows, SmackDown, Raw, NXT, Women's Wrestling Weekly, the pay-per-views, Lucha Underground is back now, so much wrestling content for you at AfterBuzz TV, but we want to make sure that you enjoy it. So the only way to do that is to let us know what you like and don't like. So make sure you leave those comments on iTunes and let us know so we can make the show even better for you.
Yes, engage with us. And you can even do it on YouTube too. Put some comments down there as
That's
well.
Right. Leave comments. Do you want multiple Christian's Closet segments like apparently these two over here want? I'm cool with just one. These guys want an entire Christian's Closet show.
The other one was Ellsworth in the...
Oh, Ellsworth wearing the Oscar robe?
Yes, yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
No, Steve. No. No.
I thought Christian's Closet was a walk-in closet, so there's many options and things to talk about.
Oh, I'm wearing the Christian's Closet t-shirt. There's plenty of things. There's a gobbledygooker in there. Jerry Lawler's crown is in there. There's a title in there. I just stole it. I didn't win it. But it's in there. So, yeah, you know, and at prowrestlingtees.com/Christian Rosenberg. Gauntlet time. So we start with Dan O'Brien and Big E. When did I ever think I would say the words, Dan O'Brien versus Big E?
Mm.
And this was fun.
Yeah. This could have been the main event.
Talk about a contrast in styles between the two. And again, we talked about a few weeks ago when Big E was with Miz. Real big test for Big E. See, how do you hold... doing a 12-plus minute match with arguably the greatest technical wrestler of this generation.
Mm.
And he did great.
Phenomenal.
Well, Daniel Bryan is definitely making the rounds because they just have him wrestling everybody.
Everyone wants to wrestle him.
Yeah.
And but they're giving them those opportunities.
And they're letting people have that opportunity. It's great.
I still think it's it's so surreal to me to see that he's wrestling again.
Like nothing has ever happened.
Yes. Like it's like he jumped in a time machine and came to this year and was like, hey, I'm still good, guys. Let's see what happens.
We had a dragon sleeper. That's my personal favorite submission hold, is the dragon sleeper. And Dan O'Brien is bending Big E in half.
Yeah.
Which is no easy task because Big E is a large man. We have Big E delivering a stretch muffler submission, which we don't see very often, which look great. Those are great when it's someone a lot bigger than their opponent, when they can just literally hold the guy up in the air while his leg is wrapped around his head.
Yeah.
His crazy suicide spear dive.
Oh, that was...
On a little... Well, I don't want to say little, because we know what happened to people who just cut promos about people being little.
Yeah.
But on a much smaller opponent. He normally does this on much larger people.
You won't be here next week.
Sorry, guys.
No explanation.
That means you're hosting.
I'm just gone. No one knows why. But he does it to Dan O'Brien, which was just crazy.
But Dan O'Brien didn't. He just stood there and took it.
Yeah,
like he didn't like brace. He didn't brace for it or anything. He just let him.
He just let a 300-pound man run at full speed and tackle him from the apron to the outside.
Yeah.
Well, I think when you let that happen, it's less of a hit in the end, because if you're all stiff and trying to like block it, you're gonna get hurt.
Yeah, but you have to protect yourself to an extent. Yeah.
No, but I think if the whole point of that is if someone's charging at you and you kind of like loosen yourself up a little bit and go with the flow of that other person's body, it's not going to be as hard of an impact. Whereas if you're like, and you don't want to move and you're all stiff and someone's charging at you and you're trying not to move, you're going to be in pain after that.
No, it's also the point on what direction they're going to move. I mean, the classic thing is when you watch people jump off the top rope, every wrestler then puts their arms to the side and almost like they're getting ready to catch them. Because when their arms are out, you're far more prone to get injuries on the ribs and the shoulders. So whenever someone is jumping off top rope onto someone, just watch the wrestler on the ground. Their arms at that point, if they're lying on their back, their arms come in like this.
I think I saw that in Money in the Bank a little bit.
Yeah, well, especially off a ladder.
Yeah.
it's one thing off the top rope, it's another thing off a 20-foot ladder.
But even off, like, if someone's on, you know, the side outside of the ring, and someone's jumping from the ring and the ropes, that too. I've seen that happen a lot.
Eventually, the running knee by Dan O'Brien eliminates Big E, and that brings the next opponent in the gauntlet, Samoa Joe.
He must have been so tired. Daniel Bryan had to wrestle two big guys tonight.
Three big guys.
Technically three, Well, two of the best and one other, according to Daniel Bryan.
And the best of the best
right
after that.
I don't know. He's not big. He's tall. Yeah.
Now, these guys go in near 15 minutes. Daniel Bryan's chest is now maroon. And... again, Joe going now also with all the submissions. He had this combination where he took Dan O'Brien's legs, caught him, turned him into a Boston Crab. From there, immediately switched it into an STF. And from there, immediately switched it into a crossface, which then immediately switched it into a modified Fujiwara armbar. What?
Yeah.
He did all those in about a minute.
Mm.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, we need a singles match of just these two guys, too. Like, just their own match.
Yes. Now...
submission match, Extreme Rules?
Please.
Like that.
Please. That would be fantastic. Mm-hmm. A coquina clutch on the outside. So when this happens, I'm thinking Joe is going to keep it on Dan O'Brien till the count of nine.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be out of air, let go, and run in the ring. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking that is brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
At about the count of seven-ish, between seven and eight, Dan O'Brien bounces off the barricade to make Joe fall on the ramp and get himself in the ring just before Joe in the count of 10. So Joe gets eliminated by count out. Doesn't make Joe look weak at all.
No.
Dan O'Brien escaped. Mm. This was the perfect way to have one of these guys lose in this match.
Yeah, very strategic.
Yeah, like I thought Joe was going to get in the ring and just beat the crap out of Dan O'Brien. Before the next guy came out, that's what I thought was gonna happen, but
so Joe's eliminated.
Did you guys also see the part where Daniel Bryan had he was snap slammed by Samoa Joe.
That, like, the snap power slam?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And they did the replay of it. It looked like he hit his head hard.
He does that a lot. But that's why he was gone for 3 years.
Exactly, and he did not land properly, and I don't know if it was, like, Samoa Joe's fault or Daniel Bryan's fault.
I don't think that was anyone's fault. I think both of them just tried to do it so fast that you just physically couldn't get all the way around.
It looked rough. You know, it's so funny to me when, like, WWE plays the replays back, especially on moves that are pretty much mistakes or could have hurt the person, and you get to see it like that, but it's kind of creepy watching it back. Like, oh, I don't want to see his neck snap right now.
So, you know? Dan O'Brien's getting ready for the next person in the gauntlet, but all of a sudden, the Bludgeon Brothers show up.
Again.
Beat down Daniel Bryan, give him a bludgeon bomb, and leave him laying, which then leads the next person, Miz, to run in Skulker's finale. Miz eliminates Dan O'Brien.
Ridiculous.
Tom cried a little bit.
I'm really mad, guys.
You're not raging, though.
Miz is such I may an be
raging. No, you're not raging. I don't know if we have enough time in the show for a rage at this point. Because we have lots of news still to go over and another half of this gauntlet. But Bludgeon Brothers attacking Daniel Bryan. Where did this come from?
It can only lead to one thing.
What?
His old tag team partner. The Big Red Machine coming back.
Team Hell No coming back?
I think so. Is Kane on SmackDown?
I think Kane's wherever he wants to be.
I was like, what show is Kane even on?
I think Kane is wherever he wants to be. However, so many people would be like, oh, I don't want Kane back. However, in that situation, that makes perfect sense.
It does. It totally writes itself. Or I don't know who else he's going to tag with on SmackDown. I mean, we can talk about it next week, but after we see what happens.
Because obviously AJ's occupied. A lot of the top good guys are occupied. So that would make a lot of sense. Obviously, we're going to get more into that most likely next week.
Yeah.
So Miz is standing tall in the ring, which then brings out Rusev, the final entry in the gauntlet.
Oh, yeah. See?
What?
Rusev Day.
Oh, you're wearing two shirts, aren't you?
I am. Woo!
The reveal. This is Tom's closet.
Happy Rusev Day, everybody.
Woo!
Who needs Daniel Bryan anymore? We don't need him.
Here's my favorite part of that just now. Tom looked like he was getting ready to rip the Dan O'Brien shirt off to reveal the Rusev.
And if I had a second one, I would have done it.
Well, I was just going to realize, no, there's no way I would ever rip this shirt. Now I just have to carefully take it off to show the Rusev Day shirt.
I sure wore an old Dan O'Brien shirt. Damn. All right, let's get into this Rusev Day.
Well, first off, okay, the last two in the gauntlet. So it's like, okay, we're walking into this, and you're telling me that the number one contender for the WWE title is either going to be Miz or Rusev. Rusev has never had a one-on-one WWE title match. Miz has not really had a one-on-one WWE title match in probably at least 5 years.
Yeah.
So when I'm seeing that it's between one of these two, I'm just like, mm-hmm.
Yes, please.
you're saying thank you, WWE.
Thank you.
That's what you're saying.
Thank you to the land of opportunity that is SmackDown. This is great.
Mm-hmm.
Miz and Rusev have a hell of a match.
They do.
It's different with Rusev because, you know, he's been toying a little back and forth. Some matches he works heel, some matches he works babyface. So obviously this one working babyface. It's different to see out of him, but it's unique and it's fun. So these two have a really, really good match. Like, a lot better than I think a lot of people thought these two would. End of the match, Miz is mocking Dan O'Brien some more since he planted a little more seeds by eliminating him from the gauntlet. Getting ready to try to do either a dropkick or a running knee. And as he starts charging to Rusev, Machka kick into the accolade. And Miz taps out. And it is the greatest Rusev Day to date.
Happy Rusev Day.
As Rusev is the new number one contender for AJ Styles and the WWE title.
And what I have to say
about
this.
That's right, kids.
Is finally, it's happening.
Finally.
Finally.
And then, because we've talked in past weeks about unusual seeds being planted with Rusev and Aiden English. At the end of the match, AJ Styles immediately comes out, lays the title in between him and Rusev, offers his hand out of respect. Rusev, they shake hands. So it's a good babyface moment there. Hmm. Aiden English jumps in. He wants to shake AJ's hand too. And then he's like, psych! I don't want to shake your hand. And then AJ punches English and he practically is knocked out. Hmm. Rusev stands there like, what were you doing? Why did you do that, Aiden? Like, he's not mad at AJ. He's mad at Aiden.
Yeah.
Is this triggering something? Like, why would Aiden English do this? He's trying to steal some attention from Rusev after this huge moment for him.
Oh, what does that mean? Trouble in paradise?
Trouble, I think someone, trouble in Rusev day? I think someone wants at least an Aiden afternoon. Doesn't even maybe need the full day. Just, you know,
I really
Aiden,
like that.
Aiden oh, hour. He, Aiden hour.
He definitely needs a shirt.
The Aiden hour?
Afternoon? No, Aiden afternoon. Oh, that's really good. I really
WWE,
like that.
WWE, you are welcome.
Oh, man, yeah.
So I'm ecstatic on how this is going to build. I'm so happy for Rusev and AJ. And I'm really excited for Extreme Rules all of a sudden. And I'm also really excited because we got so much news that we got to cover in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, so we're going to go fast.
Fast wrestling wrap. Gabby, go.
The wrestling wrap this week. Big Cass was released from WWE as of today.
Yep.
Due to personal conduct issues, Sports Illustrated recently reported that Cass was drinking during most of the European tour and had attitude issues when drunk in public. Big Cass has been with WWE since 2011 and was a favorite of Vince McMahon's for a while. But they recently decided to pull the trigger right before a SmackDown Live taping tonight. Do you guys think Cass will join Enzo in the Independence next?
I mean, I think he'll go to the Independence. I don't think he's going to join Enzo.
I think maybe not right away, but if they need money,
yeah,
a lot of people are going to pay for that pairing.
Right.
But it is really interesting because, yeah, Vince loved the guy because we all know, it's no secret, Vince has always loved giants. And he was the newer, more modern type of giant. He was nearly 7 feet tall, but he was leaner. He was quicker. He wasn't just a guy that people were going to have trouble lifting and moving. He could move around.
Yeah.
And it was just a situation where all of a sudden, he wasn't happy with when he came back with injury or whatever, and was having these attitude issues. I'm in shock. Something really happened between Money in the Bank and the Tuesday morning for them to, after he has like a 15-minute big pay-per-view match where they don't just wait a few weeks to let people forget that it happened, where it's just instant that he's gone.
Yeah. I mean, when you look at SmackDown, though, look at the roster SmackDown has that we just talked about. The Gauntlet match alone tonight.
Oh, we're not. SmackDown itself is not going to miss Cass.
No, that's what I mean. I mean, but it's also like if you're looking at your roster of people, he's not even in the top 15 or 20. You know what I mean? I mean, you had him wrestling Daniel Bryan, who's one of the top guys. But, you know, that range is so all over the place of when you go into the tag team and everything else. So I don't really see why they would need him. I don't know.
No.
I mean, it sucks for him. I mean, but...
I mean, hopefully he bounces back somewhere. Yeah. And, I mean, if there is any issue, I don't know as far as speculation, as far as the drinking and stuff. I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, I didn't hear
hopefully
that.
Hopefully that's not the case.
It was a newer report that came out shortly before we came here.
Oh, okay.
On Sports Illustrated.
Okay.
A few hours before. I just hope that Cass doesn't take, you know, the bad road.
Yeah.
Because we saw on Total Divas he was actually very depressed when he had to go through his injury situation and wasn't wrestling for 8 months. And now he's fired from the company he's always dreamed of working for. So that's got to be a hard hit, and he's still young. So we wish the best for you, Cass, and hope you figure, you know, all that stuff out.
You can pull Drew McIntyre.
Oh, absolutely.
They were kind of in, like, it's almost the same kind of story.
Yeah.
So.
Next up, we have Triple H. He recently announced on WWE that the biggest show is yet to come. We thought it was Saudi Arabia, but no. Wasn't going to be that. It is going to be in Australia. So what's upcoming is the Super Showdown. It's in Melbourne at the Cricket Ground. And that's going to be on Saturday, October 6th. And that will be the largest WWE event that's ever been held, probably, and also in Australia. The largest event they had previously was at a global warming event in 2002 in Melbourne at the Etihad Stadium. And they had 56,700 plus attendees.
They might double that.
Yeah, well, this stadium is able to hold 1,024 attendees. 100,024 attendees. Right. So, yeah, it is more than double.
Yeah.
You know?
And they're going to do it.
Crazy.
They're going to have over 100,000 in that stadium in Australia.
I may have to go back to Australia.
And they better let Peyton or Billie Kay win the women's championship at that event.
Yeah.
So, essentially, you know, tickets are going on sale this June. If you guys are interested this month, you better get them if you're in Australia or going to Australia. And my question to everybody is, could Peyton and Billie be heavily featured? Are we going to see them shine?
They better. It would be a travesty if they're not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree.
And then, matches Zeno Hour in the chat room brings up also a good point. Make sure a cruiserweight match is there with Buddy Murphy as well. Because he'll get a huge reaction. Mm-hmm. When NXT went to Australia, they went nuts for Buddy Murphy.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and the Iconic. So.
All right. We don't have much time left. We got one more, right?
Well, I'm going to quickly run through it and then go to my KO. But the last thing is Ring of Honor tried to have a show at Madison Square Garden. Vince McMahon quickly shut it down. He apparently called Madison Square Garden.
He's got him on speed dial.
And they nixed it. So it ain't happening for Ring of Honor. We're so sorry for you guys.
I think that's BS.
Ring of Honor will be fine.
I think they'll be fine, but I just think it's ridiculous that I understand you've been running that place for a while, but it's ridiculous.
But this rejection, it does nothing but boost publicity for Ring of Honor.
It does, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it sucks that they're not going to be at Madison Square Garden. They're going to find another spot. Someone's going to bring them in. Barclays is going
to bring them in. It was supposed to be WrestleMania weekend.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Someone around that area will bring them in still.
Yeah.
And they're still going to have a major show.
Well, I hope it doesn't affect things for other promotions like, you know, New Japan or somebody else. My last story, of course, Kevin Owens again. So, I talked about this in previous weeks, but Kevin Owens will be attending a Shania Twain concert.
Thank God.
You know, on Tuesday.
It worked. His Twitter works.
It wasn't tonight like he originally thought. It is next Tuesday, June 26th. So while we're all watching SmackDown Live, Kevin is going to be enjoying tunes from the country singer with his wife. I'm really sad about that. but he's been tweeting about it and for, you know, some time now.
Why is this news?
He even mistakenly, like I said earlier, thought that the show was tonight. But if you guys want a quick meet and greet with Kevin Owens, make sure to head to Montreal for Shania Twain, because he's going to be there. And tell him Gabby from AfterBuzz sent you. Make sure you say hello for me.
He'll be so angry. He'll be so angry.
Could you
angry
imagine he has fans bum rush him at Shania Twain?
And he will have plenty over there, too. All right, we got to wrap this puppy up. So much to talk about and so much leading up these next few weeks now. And we want to continue to hear what you guys think. Again, on iTunes, on YouTube, and of course, on various forms of social media, you can chat with us. Tom Connolly, how can people reach out to you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tom.com. Happy Rusev Day!
Yes! Rusev Day indeed. Connolly Central as well.
Yeah, that too.
Get them rings.
Yeah, thanks.
Gabby.
You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Gabby Loren TV. And also, I was recently on Celebrity Page TV again, which is on Reels channel this past Monday. So if you guys are interested in hot deals for electronics and things for the home on discount,
hot deals.
HollywoodHotList.com has it all. Make sure you grab them over there.
And follow me on Twitter at Rue Rosenberg, Instagram, The Rue Rosenberg, ProWrestlingTees.com/Christian Rosenberg, ColorAndElbowBrand.com, promo code Rosenberg, save yourself 10%. And for all their other AfterBuzz TV news and gossip, follow them on Twitter at AfterBuzz TV. Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. For Tom Connolly and Gabby Loren, I am Christian Rosenberg. We'll see you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Happy Rusev Day!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.